Lone Star Sprinklers LLC. This is Cameron speaking.
Hi, Cameron. This is Mary from Local Splash. We spoke earlier. I'm just calling back.
Hello. How are you doing now?
I'm doing well. Thank you so much for asking. How about you?
Oh, can't complain. Getting ready to go do a crawfish boil for the city of Fredericksburg, so.
I see. Thank you for sharing that, Cameron. So, yes, I'm just calling back to speak regarding the account progress. Is it a good time to speak?
Yes.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much. So today I would like to cover the following items, what we have completed so far for your campaign, and a walkthrough of your client dashboard. So the account is only a few weeks old, and our team has already hit the ground running. So far, we have completed your keywords research. I see here landscaping, French drain, gutter drainage, and so forth. We've also completed the content creation. As I checked here, your Facebook ads went live on May 21st. And as of today, we have a total of 9 clicks and 766 people have seen it at least once. If I may ask, have you seen how the ad looks like?
I don't think I have seen how the ad looks like.
That's okay. So in order for you to see the preview, you'll need to sign in to the Local Splash dashboard. Have you signed into the dashboard before?
I have. Let me see if I can find the email for it. Keywords, photos, needed optimizing.
If you would like, I can provide you the link. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I got one.
Oh.
Okay. I'm signed in.
Perfect. Great. Is this using your phone or a computer?
This is on my phone. Would it be better to be on my computer? I can access my computer.
No. It's perfectly fine. Either or.
Okay.
All right. So on your phone, please tap on the three lines at the top right corner.
Okay.
And tap on Facebook ads. So once you're there, you'll see the numbers that I provided you earlier. So far we have 9 clicks and there's the Facebook ad preview. And that's how it looks like on a customer's perspective.
Okay.
Now, in case there's anything you'd like to change or add to it, you can either reach out to us or you can tap on the request changes button below.
So the only thing is that we don't do landscape design or maintenance. We just do landscape irrigation design and maintenance. So I don't do, like, I don't lay sod. I don't cut grass or, you know, any of that. So I think that could be in the comprehensive lawn care services. I feel like that's all a little confusing and people might end up contacting me about something like that. And that's not something that we do.
I see. Thank you for clarifying that, Cameron. So just to be sure, we're removing landscaping, design and maintenance as well as comprehensive lawn care services. Is that correct?
Yes, ma'am. I mean, we do landscape irrigation, so we install sprinkler systems and everything for the landscaping, but I don't do landscape design or maintenance.
Thank you for clarifying. I'll definitely pass this over to the back office team to make the changes. Now, I just want to make sure that... Oh, okay. Because I'm looking at the keywords that we have. The entire keywords that we have here is landscaping, French drain, gutter drainage, landscape lighting, low voltage lighting, landscape irrigation, and lawn care services. So we should remove lawn care services on the keywords, correct?
Yes.
Okay. But the first, all else is correct.
I believe so.
Okay. All righty.
I know that's going to narrow down the search optimization, but I just don't want people end up contacting us and it not be for what we have or what we do.
Right.
And then I can give them contacts for people that do that, but it's just not something that we're doing at the moment. I'm not even, what's the word? I can't think of it at the moment. But I'm not, outsourcing that either, so.
Mm-mm. Right. You're not really doing any referrals or any recommendations.
I'm not subcontracting it or anything.
Right. There we go. Right. I totally understand. Thank you for clarifying that, Cameron. I'm so sorry about those, that keyword or those services being included. But yes, I'll definitely have those removed to make sure that there's no misunderstanding between the customer and the business with the services that's being offered. But yes, I will definitely have them remove those. Now, let's see here. Is there anything else aside from the services indicated on the ad that you'd like to change or add?
I don't think so. I'm looking into like rainwater collection and everything, but I still have to do certifications and everything like that. So that's all future work and it's not a big deal right now. So I think everything that's there is good to go.
All right. Perfect. Great. Thank you so much for clarifying that. Now, since we've completed, the content creation, we're actually waiting for you to grant us access to the correct GoDaddy access for your domain so that we can apply the layout. Is there any updates regarding that?
So I have the correct email address. I thought it was under my email, but it's under my business partner's email. I just have to sign into all of that and get you guys connected and everything like that. I just haven't had time to sit down and get that done.
Mm-mm. Totally understand. No worries. Would you want me to send you the instructions once again, or are you already familiar with the steps and how to delegate access?
I'm familiar with it. Even with those steps, I still had to do some running around on their website to figure it out. So it's not a big deal. I'll stumble my way to it eventually. And I'll get it to you guys as soon as I can.
All righty, great. We look forward to gaining that access so that we can then start applying the website layout that we have for you. Now, yes, since we've covered Facebook ads and the website, we'll now talk about your Google Business Profile. So for your Google Business Profile, it's been verified and live, and we've completed optimization as of 2 days ago, May 22nd. Now, we're not yet showing up on the first page, but that is expected because it just got verified and live and optimized. Now we will work on optimizing it to make sure that your rankings or your Google Business Profile strength is boosted and the visibility is increased. Now, as part of optimization, we highly recommend these actions. First would be to add photos. So adding photos will definitely keep your profile fresh and keep customers in the loop on your latest projects. Are you already familiar with uploading photos using the dashboard?
Yes, and I believe I uploaded a few of them not too long ago. I think early this week, if not late last week.
Great, perfect.
They should have a few.
So far on the dashboard right now, I'm seeing,
two or three of them.
That's right. Well, if you have more and you have the time, you can always sign into the dashboard and upload those photos, and we'll take care of the rest. We'll be the one placing them all across your listings.
Okay.
Alrighty. Aside from adding photos, we also recommend posting regularly. So posting frequently shows that your business is active and gives searchers an idea of what your business is all about. Posting is also a great way to get attention from customers. Now, are you still signing on the dashboard right now?
Yes.
All right. Please tap on the three lines at the top right corner once again.
Okay.
And this time, tap on post.
Post. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So once you're there, you'll actually see a box or a button. It's orange. You may want to scroll to the left so that you can see the other side of the page because you are using your phone. So that button is basically your option to add manually post. So if you have any announcements or any projects ongoing and you'd like to tell customers about it, you can create a post about it. Then beside that button is the automated post feature, which we've enabled for you. We do understand that customers can sometimes be busy and you wouldn't really have the time to create the post. So with automated post, we'll go ahead and create the post for you on behalf of your business. It's going to be once a week. It's going to be published every Wednesday. So if you scroll down a little more, you'll see that there's already scheduled post. The next one is going to be posted on May 29th, followed by June 5th, June 12th, and June 19th. So the more photos that you upload, the more posts that we can create out of those photos.
Okay.
So you will have the ability to see them ahead of time on the dashboard so that at least if there's anything you'd like to change, you'll be able to edit those posts.
Okay, I see where I'm able to edit the text and everything on those.
That is correct. Mm-hmm.
And how often do you recommend that there's a post? So, like, here I see you have it, what is that, like, once a week?
That is correct. For now, regarding the frequency for the automated post feature, we've chosen to do it once a week. However, if you prefer adding more, we recommend 3 to 4 posts a week or 3 to 5 posts a week. We don't really recommend going over 5, because sometimes Google may see it as spam, spam posts.
Okay. So 3 to 5 a week isn't too bad.
That is correct, and that's definitely going to help boost your visibility on Google. Now, aside from adding photos and creating those posts, we also recommend gaining and responding to reviews. So far, we don't have any reviews yet, but that is expected because it just got verified and live. Now, for gaining reviews, I'll be sending you a review link that you can share to your customers. All they have to do is tap on it, and automatically they'll be routed to the review page of your Google Business profile. So at least it's easier for them. They wouldn't need to take time in looking you up on Google anymore.
Okay. So a lot of my invoices I do electronically. I just send them through the email, and then they're able to do online payments and everything there. Will that link always be the same?
Yes.
Okay, so then I can get that link and then put it over onto with that email and just send that to with all of them?
Yes, you can definitely attach the link to those invoices.
Okay, perfect.
Alrighty. The link itself will actually have the business name on it, so that's another way of branding your business. So they know that the customers will know that it's a legitimate link because the link itself has the business name on it. So that's another way of branding as well.
Okay.
All right. And once you receive those reviews, we highly recommend responding to them. Google is very Google is very big when it comes to seeing those actions because it tells them that you value customer feedback. So we highly recommend allocating time and responding to those reviews as well.
Okay. That shouldn't be too, do I get a notification or anything when there's a review placed or no?
Yes. you will be receiving notification.
Okay. And does that come to my phone, my email, or does it go to the dashboard?
All. All three. So you'll So you'll be seeing them on the dashboard under the reviews tab. Same thing, you can tap on the three lines and then go to the reviews section. Now, incorporating all these actions plus the optimization process that we have on our end, it will send activity signals to Google. These signals will indicate that your business is engaged and interactive, which will boost your Google Business Profile strength. And in return, we'll get to our goal, which is to show up on the first page of the map section.
Okay.
Now, we recommend allowing 30 to 45 days while incorporating all those actions to get maximum results, basically letting the algorithm sink in.
Okay. So be on top of it for the first month before I expect anything and just keep at it.
That is correct. Yes. Now, do you have any questions regarding the campaign, Cameron?
I don't believe so. That actually gave me a lot of information on what all is going on this dashboard. So
I'm glad we were able to go over the progress of the account. And yes, let me just check if I'm missing anything. So far we'll just have corrections on the keywords. And let's see here. Bear with me. One moment, Cameron. All right, perfect. That's actually it for me. Anything else before I let you go?
No, I think that'll be all.
All righty. Well, we look forward to having that access on your GoDaddy domain so that we can then go ahead and apply the website layout. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with me and for choosing Local Splash. You have a great day. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.